October 6, 1927. How one who works in the divine will works in the divine properties. How she forms the sun. How God wants to find the soul in all created things. I was continuing my acts in the divine fiat, and my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, "My daughter, one who operates in my will works in my divine properties, and she forms her acts within my interminable goods of light, of sanctity, of love, of happiness without end, acts which are transformed into suns, produced by my own qualities, which have made themselves available for the act of the soul, for her decorum, and so that these acts might be worthy of her Creator and might remain as perennial acts in God Himself, glorifying Him and loving Him with His very divine acts." So, before he sinned, Adam formed as many sons in his Creator for as many acts as he did. Now, one who lives and operates in my will finds these sons made by him, and therefore your whole commitment must be to follow the first acts of creation, and to take your workplace near the last son, or act, which Adam did when he possessed the unity of will with his Creator. You must make up for what he did not continue doing because he went out of my divine properties and his acts were no longer sons. In fact, he no longer had my divine qualities in his power, which lent themselves to let him form sons. At the most, as good as they might be, his acts reduced themselves to being tiny little flames, because the human will without mind does not have the virtue of being able to form sons. It lacks the raw materials. It would be as if you wanted to form an object of gold without having the metal of gold in your power. As much goodwill as you might have, it would be impossible for you. My will alone has sufficient light to let the creature form suns, and it gives this light to one who lives in it, within its properties, not to one who lives outside of it. So, you must make up for all other creatures who have not possessed the unity with my will. Your work is great and long. You have much to do within my endless boundaries. Therefore, be attentive and faithful. Then I continued my acts in his adorable volition, and as I was going around throughout the whole creation, my highest good, Jesus, added, "My daughter, just as my divine will is spread in all creation, so do I want to find you, united with it, in all created things, as though spread within each of them. You will be the heart of the earth, that I may find your life palpitating within it, attesting to me, with its continuous heartbeat, the love of all its inhabitants. You will be the mouth of the sea, letting me hear your voice in its gigantic waves and in its continuous murmuring, praising me, adoring me, thanking me, and giving me smacking kisses, affectionate and pure, in the darting of the fish, for yourself and for those who cross the sea. You will be the arms of the sun, so that, as you extend and expand within its light, everywhere I may feel your arms embracing me and clasping me tightly to tell me that it is me alone that you seek, it is me alone that you want and love. You will be the feet of the wind, to run after me and let me hear the sweet treading of your steps, which never stop running, even if you do not find me. I am not content if I do not find my little daughter in all the things created by me for love of her. I ask all creation, is the little daughter of my will there? For I want to enjoy her and be with her. And if I do not find you, I lose my enjoyment and my sweet amusement." After this, I followed my beloved Jesus in the acts he did in redemption. I try to follow him word by word, work by work, step by step. I wish nothing would escape me, so that I might press him and ask him, in the name of all his acts, tears, prayers and pains, for the kingdom of his divine will in the midst of creatures. And my adored Jesus told me, "My daughter, when I was on earth, my divine will which reigned in me by nature and that same divine will which was present and reigned in all created things, kissed each other at each encounter, and longing for their encounter, they would make feast. And all created things would compete in order to meet with me and give me the homages that befitted me. As the earth would hear my steps, it would become green again and flower under my feet to give me homage. As I passed by, It wanted to release from its bosom all the beauties it possessed, the enchantment of the most beautiful flowerings. So much so, that many times I had to command it not to make these demonstrations. And the earth, to give me honor, would obey, just as, to give me honor, it would flower. The sun always tried to meet with me to give me the homages of its light, unleashing all the varieties of beauties and colors from its solar bosom before my eyes, to give me the honors I deserved. Everything and everyone tried to encounter me in order to make their feast for me, the wind, the water, and even the little bird, to give me the honors of its trilling, warbling and singing. All created things recognized me and competed among themselves to see which one could honor me and make feast for me the most. One who possesses my divine will has the eyesight to be able to recognize what belongs to my will itself. Man alone did not recognize me, because he did not possess the eyesight and the fine sense of smell of my will. I had to tell him in order to make myself recognized. But with all my telling, many did not even believe me, because one who does not possess my divine will is blind and deaf, and without the sense of smell to be able to recognize what belongs to it. Not to possess it is the greatest unhappiness of the creature. He is the poor Cretan, blind, deaf and mute, who, not possessing the light of my divine fiat, uses the very created things by taking the excrements which they release, while leaving inside of them the true good which they contain. What sorrow, to see creatures without the nobility of the life of my divine will.